Welcome to the Photography Business Podcast, a show where we chat through everything running a successful photography business requires. We bring in industry experts to share their knowledge about things like wearing the many hats of running a business, work-life balance, faith, photography 101, industry secrets and trends, money management, the tough stuff, the fun stuff, and so much more. I'm your host, Danny Purrington, and I'm an elopement photographer who's been in the business for over 7 years. I've created multiple six-figure businesses through my photography career, all while living my dream of traveling to the most beautiful places in the world, capturing love stories, and helping hundreds of other photographers like you do the same through our Rooted workshops and the Photo Business Vault. I'm here to show up for you every week with free tips and resources so you can achieve those big, wide dreams of yours in your business. I'm excited you're here and can't wait to dive in. So grab your coffee, or in my case, an iced chai latte, a notepad, and listen up. Let's get it rolling. Hello, everybody. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. We have a very special announcement today, and I want to dive into it a bit further for you because it's some big news. If you've already noticed, our intro for the podcast has changed as well as the name. We are officially rebranding to the Photography Business Podcast. Yeah, it's a big change. I know we've been the Rooted Creative Podcast for the past couple years, but there were just some things that we needed to update that made sense with the direction that we're going and where we're headed with not only the Photography Business Vault, but also our podcast show. And I'm going to tell you what that means for the future of Rooted Workshops. I'm also going to tell you what that means for the vault, the Photography Business Vault, and also describe in detail our goals and dreams behind this new direction that we are taking our education platform. It's exciting, it's new, it's scary. And with that comes a lot of learning and growing. So friend, I'm here with you in this as we take on this next step, learning and growing along with you. After our launch of the Photography Business Vault in May, we've seen a really large demand for people wanting more affordable but quality education. And I've also seen a need for educators to get their content out there in a better way. And essentially, that is why I created the Vault. In full transparency, and this episode is just going to be like transparency beyond, because I want you guys to really get a feel of why I'm making this decision and also just kind of what's happening with our education platform business and how it's doing so far. So you're getting a lot of transparency here, which I totally believe in. But in full transparency, the Vault's business model at the core is a win-win-win for everyone. A win for our students to have quality education from some of the leading experts in the industry and just business experts. A win for industry experts to share their knowledge because they actually get paid to have their course featured or to collaborate on a course with me and share their knowledge. And then also a win for me and my business as I run the entire operation. Because let's be real, business is nothing unless we actually get to make some money and be able to provide for our families and our lifestyle. So the business that I'm running is also a win for me as well. It's such a God thing that this came about the way that it did, because truly I see it becoming something so beautiful for everyone in the industry, and it's growing at a consistent rate daily. So it's something that I'm very passionate about and something that we've created and worked so hard to bring about that it only made sense to kind of shift where our education platform is going. So because of that, I knew that we had to change the way some things were running. For starters, I had too many Instagram accounts. I have the Rooted Workshop account, I have my PBV account, I have my Elopement account, and then I have my Danny Purrington account. Too many to frankly be running at this point. And because I have Rooted, that was the main education platform that we had. But ever since the Vault was created, I knew that this was going to be where the brunt of our not only free education on socials and our email should be broadcasted, but also our paid offerings as well. And frankly, while the Rooted Creative Podcast served its purpose with its name, it was still very vague to those who had no idea what Rooted actually was. Imagine finding the Rooted Creative Podcast in your, recommended for you shows in Spotify and Apple Podcasts or whatever, and you're thinking to yourself, what is Rooted, right? Like, if you don't know what Rooted is, it was kind of confusing. And so that's where my team and I brainstormed, and we sat down to figure out the actual chart. And yes, I actually mean a chart. We created one, and if you go to our Instagram, you can see it, on the hierarchy of where everything falls under within our educational content. Because it felt like Rooted was kind of competing with the Vault in a way, as far as like the education we were broadcasting. So that's where the brilliance came into play as far as where we're headed next. We first knew that because the Vault has some big changes coming for it over the next couple of years, as we continue to grow and add more courses, we wanted our podcast to be aligned with that as well. So naturally, the name of the show needed to change. The Photography Business Podcast just makes way more sense because it's so straightforward about what it is. It's niched to specifically photographers like you, which is what our education is aimed at, and it matches our educational offering of the Photography Business Vault. It's consistent, it's clear, and no one was using it yet, so we jumped on it. I previously asked our Facebook group if they could help us come up with a new name. So this has been in the works, I'd probably say, for like the whole 2023 year so far. And so many of you guys participated in giving us wonderful suggestions on what the name should be. But ultimately, after praying about it and realizing the direction of our platform, we knew that changing it to be the Photography Business Podcast was the best route of action. Now, I know that a lot of you probably have questions about what this means for Rooted Workshop, so I'm going to kind of dive into that right now. I'm here to tell you that it's not going anywhere. Our workshops are still going to be around, so don't worry. They will just be offered every year, and there will only be one workshop a year held at this time. Let me tell you a bit about my heart behind that. Previously, we've offered Rooted SoCal and Utah workshops, and then our big fall workshop somewhere new. But after becoming a mom of now two little boys, my time has been pretty limited in the workday on what I can focus on. So naturally, I wanted to really hone my focus in on the things that were making the biggest impact for not only our community, but also my business. And I just felt like I was spread too thin hosting two workshops a year, because there's a lot that goes into play when you're hosting a workshop. Which is why our normal fall workshop has actually been postponed to 2024. And we sent an email out, if you're on our email list, about that. And again, my heart behind that is because I did just feel a little spread thin. When you're planning a workshop, there's a lot that goes into it. I've talked about this previously on the show. You can go listen to those episodes. But you've got to find models. You've got to work with a coordinator. I mean, I will say hiring a coordinator makes it a lot easier, but you've still got to find locations. You got to find permits. You got to find the house. You got to go get the food. You got to get the accessories and all the other things that you need for hosting a workshop, the gifts and the things that you're giving your students. That all takes time, and that takes a lot of energy to find, to be honest. And so I knew that I was just going to be way too spread thin trying to do two workshops a year and the Vault and also my photography business on top of it all. And because I really wanted to focus and devote the most time to really only as few things as possible, I decided that photography and the PBV were going to be my main focuses for my business. And here's where Rooted Workshop comes into play with that. Because the Vault is such a community-oriented offering, it felt right to make our workshops as a part of the Vault as in-person meetup opportunities. Now, does this mean you have to be in the Vault to attend Rooted? No. But does this also mean that if you are a current Vaulter, you get special rates for attending our events? Yes. Why? Well, because we knew that in order to create a community that's supporting each other, like truly supporting each other, not just talking about it, but actually being there for each other. When we meet up in the Vault every month on our live calls, we actually get to meet our students every month and see their faces. And our students are also getting to know each other as well. Because of this, having in-person workshops for our Vaulters is just another step to truly cultivate an amazing community of like-minded photographers loving and supporting each other. Think of Rooted Workshop as a place to finally meet up with your lifelong Insta pals, or should I say Vaulter pals. So Rooted isn't going anywhere. It's just changing a bit of where our audience priorities are. My recommendation, if you want to be a part of Rooted workshops in the future, is to get involved in the Vault, because not only is Rooted made for you, but it's also a place where you can start engaging with other photographers that you're going to meet up soon at those events. At its core, Rooted workshop is still the same. And I want to just preface this. The core of the workshop is still the same. We truly value community. It's still faith-based and with business and faith lectures, although not required to be faith-based to come. It's still going to have beautiful elopement photography sessions in the most stunning places in the world, quality time bonding with your fellow photographers and instructors, and so much more. And so for more on actually what takes place at our workshops, I'd actually recommend, if you want to dive deeper, head to episode 148, where we talk about getting the scoop on Rooted workshops from previous attendees, where we go through the raw, the real, and the truth about Rooted workshops. You'll hear firsthand from our previous students about what they think, and then you can kind of tell me what you think after that. But all this to say, Rooted isn't going anywhere. It's just shifting a bit to be under the Vault. And to close, I actually wanted to give you a visual of where the hierarchy, why is that word so hard to say? Hierarchy of our educational platform lies. So dream with me and envision this if you can. At the top, we have the Photography Business Podcast. This is where you find us. This is where you get free education on a weekly basis with collaborating industry experts on topics that you love to hear from. And it's free. Above all, we love giving you guys free stuff. So that's the free. Underneath that, we want you to take the first step towards getting involved in our community. And whether that's like getting in the Facebook group, which, spoiler alert, is also now going to be the Photography Business Podcast community, or signing up for our email list for free education and podcast episode suggestions in your inbox weekly. Next, when you're then ready to take the leap and dive in further, we have the Photography Business Vault. And to recap, if you don't know what this is a membership that you can enroll for on a monthly basis, quarterly, or annual basis. It opens at the end of every month for enrollment, and you can watch a bunch of courses created by myself and other industry leaders like Nathan Chansky, Dallin Hassard, Sunny Social Collective, or Hannah Hoffman, Rachel Traxler, and we're also adding 2 to 3 new courses every quarter, so there's always going to be new content. This is where you pay to dive deeper into topics that we touch on the podcast. So for a full comprehensive look at the topics you want to learn from, like SEO, Instagram, Google Ads, editing, booking inquiries, and so much more, you're going to head to the Photography Business Vault. And finally, underneath the Vault, we have our Rooted workshops. Now, while anyone can technically sign up for Rooted, we want this to really be an opportunity for our Vaulters to come together and have fun learning, shooting, and engaging in person. The core message of Rooted hasn't changed, but we would love for our Vaulters to jump on the opportunity to join us in person at our workshops. And essentially, that's it. That's where we're headed, and that is the dream, the vision, the goals. So what are we updating actually? Well, our Instagram handle is updating. It's changed to the Photo Business Podcast instead of Rooted Workshop. Our Facebook group is also changing to the Photography Business Podcast Community. And our emails will now be signed as a part of the Photography Business Vault. And if you're on our email list, you'll still receive all our updates about upcoming workshops, events, news with the Vault and the podcast, and also free resources. You guys, I'm so excited for the shift. I've never felt so passionately about something as I do with the Photography Business Vault. And it just makes sense for the podcast to really align with that. And think of the Vault as a place where you can subscribe to dive deeper. The podcast is going to be the entry level free resources that you guys can have at your disposal for whenever you want to listen. But when you're ready to finally take the leap and dive in further, that's where the Vault is going to be. I'm so excited for the shift. I think it just makes the most sense with where we're headed in our education, the win-win-win possibilities for all of us, and so much more. And I just want to thank you personally, myself, for being here and being a part of the podcast and listening and being here for the years that we've been doing this. I think this is going to be a great new direction to not only reach new photographers, but also to further your education on a deeper level and to really give you that well-rounded stuff that you need to learn in your business to take you to that next level, to take you to booking more clients and getting more of those dreamy, whatever, wedding, elopement, portrait, photography, you name it. However, this podcast is now going to be aimed directly at photographers like you. So I love niching down, and I think this niche is going to be awesome as well. That's it, you guys. Let me know what you think. Get in on the Facebook group. We want to meet you there. That is the next step. We want you to get involved in the community. So if you haven't already gotten in on our group, do that. Get on our email list. if you want first dibs on when the vault opens in August, no, I'm sorry, July. Wow. Why did I think we were in July? That was totally wrong. when the vault opens in July, get on our email list for that, and you'll have first dibs with discount opportunities as well. Right now, the vault is closed, but it will open at the end of July. So that's all I've got for you guys. Happy July 4th. I know it was yesterday, but you know, this week is exciting. So we are excited to have you here, and I can't wait to see where this takes us. So with that, have a wonderful Wednesday, and we will see you next week. Phew, we did it. That feels like it went by so fast. If you want to follow up with what we talked about today, head to www.photographybusinessvault.com/show-notes for more information. As always, leave a review or rating to help get the word out about our show, and let us know what you think in our Photography Business Podcast Facebook group. Thanks again for tuning in, and until next time, go out there and live your best dreams.